This is DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. On the phone with me now, one of my very first interviews ever for DH Radio, which is kind of cool. 4 years ago, when I first started here, I interviewed Carrie Nixon of Richmond. Carrie had, at that point, been organizing what was called the Crop for the Cure for a couple of years. This year, it's the seventh year of the Crop for the Cure. Some of you may be thinking crop. I think that means vegetables, you know, and something like that. Well, any of you who do scrapbooking know that crop has a whole other meaning. So Carrie has been organizing this scrapbooking event that has grown in popularity and is so, it's well known. There are people who just know, okay, it's the Crop for the Cure is coming up. I have to be there. Now, what cure is this we're talking about? Well, it is for something that affects the lives of pretty much everybody I know. Everyone has had someone they love who has either had to contend with cancer or who has unfortunately died as a result of cancer, as did my dad and Carrie's dad in 2004, Carrie?
Yes, 2004.
Now, tell me about this, like doing this for 6 years, the seventh one coming up. Over the 6 years that you've done this, what has it been like and what has the impact been?
Well, I think it's, you know, every year people realize, you know, like you said, it's coming up. And last year, my father-in-law was diagnosed with cancer. So last year, everyone knew it was another, like, tough year for me. But actually, the day of the crop, we had gotten good news that, you know, he was doing better and whatnot. So that was, like, a big release. So a lot of people realize how important it is for me, but also, you know, it's touched so many people's lives. So every year we've been lucky, you know, we've been usually getting more and more people and more donations. And so far we've raised, like in the last 6 years, we've raised $20,825.
That's so incredible.
I know, it's amazing considering, like, you know, we might have an average of 28 people or so, or even a bit less some years, you know, that come. And basically it's by, like, everyone who comes makes a donation, but probably about half of the people who come also have donation sheets. So we go out and ask others, families and other family members and friends for donations, and that's how we've been able to raise so much, is by doing that.
Now, first of all, the date of the Crop for the Cure for this year is what?
Is this Saturday, the 21st of April.
Now, tell me about what the Crop for the Cure event is like. How does the day unfold?
It's a great time. Everyone gets together and they bring their own stuff to work on, and it's nice because we all get to see what everyone's working on, and because it's been, you know, often it's the same ones that come back year after year. You know, we have a few new ones every year, and, you know, there's some that can't make it 1 year or whatever, but it's kind of fun to get together and see everybody. And basically you start when you come in. I'm very lucky. I have my cousins who come and help me. And even once one of them moved to Shawville, this will be her second year, she's driven back just to help me at this event. And so at the door, you'll give your pledge sheet or give your personal donation, and then you find a spot at the table, sit amongst friends, and have fun for the day.
That is so great. So for anybody out there who has that interest in scrapbooking or in the cause, what would they have to do in order to participate or to get a hold of you to get more information?
Basically, if they want to give me a call, it's 819-826-1574, and they could give me a call, and I would basically register them for the event. And this year we have a minimum $20 donation. That's your, like, entrance fee, we'll say.
Yep.
And it all goes to the Canadian Cancer Society, and you get a tax receipt.
That's so wonderful.
I mean, you're having a good day, and you get a tax receipt on top of it.
And what I find so interesting, too, is to be a part of something that's approaching the $30,000 mark. Like, you know, from this point on, no matter what, you're a part of a significant contribution to a really worthy and important cause.
Yeah, I think that, like, for me, I wanted to make a difference, you know, because I did lose my dad and he was so young. I wanted to help others, hopefully, you know, find a cure, obviously, is the ultimate goal, but, you know, it's not going to happen probably in my lifetime, but, you know, maybe it will in my children's lifetime. And if it can save, you know, help save people or help with early detection so that they can get treatment faster so that, you know, they don't reach the same outcome as my dad, then to me that's like everything. And last year my daughter, Hannah, who was 9 at the time, wanted to come and help because she realizes how important this is to me and how important it is to our family. And actually this year, for the first time, she's going to be taking part. I had told her when she turned 10, she could take part. So she's been gathering donations, and she's over $500 now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's so great.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be good. And, you know, like we have, I mean, last year we had someone who came from the Wales home. So, you know, it goes to show the young and the old, you know, and everybody in between can do it. And, I mean, I even have some people who do cards, not just scrapbooking. They come and make cards.
Sure.
So, you know, anything really creative that you want to come and do, it all goes for a good cause. And I know there are a lot of people out there who don't do scrapbooking or don't do card making, but they can make a donation and help make a difference as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Carrie Nixon, thanks so much. Once again, if you'd like to reach Carrie for more information or to register for the event, you can, and to find out how you go about gathering the donations and whatnot, you can contact her, Carrie Nixon, at 819-826-1574. That's 819-826-1574. Thanks so much, Carrie, and congratulations.
Thank you.